Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Nora Finkshai. Right. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So a little confession to our listeners, we actually have already interviewed Nora in Berlin, where she presented System Crasher. But because I hadn't seen it yet, and because I'm here, and I guess I'm a little selfish because I'd like to document my a little bit of my conversation with you, because I thought the film was fantastic. But for the benefit of the listeners who maybe haven't heard that interview or who aren't familiar with the film, would you maybe like to introduce it to start off our conversation?
So the film portrays Benny, who's a 9-year-old girl, and her wild journey through the tech care system. So she's basically want to live with her mama, but she gets thrown out of every institution where she's based. So, yeah. And then it's about her and some anti-aggression trainer.
I love this type of films because, not only because it talks about children, but also I'm wondering, I felt a little bit like Benny. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm also wondering, do you feel a little bit like Benny? Are you also a system crasher?
I was a very energetic child, let's say, and I remember very well the feeling getting on the nerves of adults. Yeah. Getting thrown out of the classroom. But I wasn't as aggressive as Benny is.
You weren't. And no. What about now?
No. I mean, I still have a lot of energy, but it's now canalized into filmmaking. Into troubling other people.
That's
maybe just the troubling the audience through films.
I wonder though, is that where you placed your energy in filmmaking, and is that why maybe you started making films, do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Because this film has a lot of energy. The phrase that I kind of thought of after watching it was that it was pure film power, you know. And I wonder, yeah, there's a lot of energy in this film, right? So is this the type of approach that you like?
I mean, it always depends on the theme of the film. So with the same crew, we made a documentary about a fundamental Christian sect called the Mennonites living in Argentina in a way like in the 19th century. And the film has a very different style, very, very slow, very hard, very... it always depends on the... on the theme, and because Benny is a wild and energetic little girl who has so much energy that it puts adults into despair, the film needs to have her energy.
Why did you make a film about this particular topic?
Well, I guess it has some personal reasons that I wanted to make a film about a really wild and angry little girl, and then also some inspiration from real events merged to it.
So, do you also have an interest maybe in child welfare, and would you like people to start talking about these situations? Because I feel like that's also part of the power of the film.
Definitely, yeah. And, I mean, the way the childcare system is portrayed in the film now also results of the research. Because at first I thought, oh, system crashers, when I first heard about those children, I thought, okay, so the system is bad and poor children. But then spending times and weeks and working in institutions for researching, I found out that actually the people who work there really come to help. And I have now a lot of respect from their jobs, because they're not respected from society so much. Usually they're completely overwhelmed by what they have to deal with. And I would love to raise a discussion about it, at least in Germany.
Everywhere, really, because I feel like it's not talked about enough. But I'm interested in this research process. So you did research on the field, like in these institutions, and you saw it yourself. What was that like, really? I mean, were you familiar with this type of environment?
No. So I made a documentary about a shelter home for homeless women, and one day a 14-year-old girl moved in. And I was shocked by the fact that a teenage girl would have to live there. And then they said, oh, it's the system crashers. We can always take them in on their 14th birthday. So that was the moment where I thought, okay, this is interesting. But I also knew I had to start some research, because I cannot not portray or write about a world of so many changes without knowing the differences between the institutions. What's the difference between a child psychiatry, a children's home, an emergency center? Yeah, and then I started to spend there up to 3 weeks in one institution, and it was a period over I think, 4 years of writing and researching and also having breaks. And that's something that affects you very much in a way. You have to observe it, but you also connect with the children. And you kind of want to help, but you can't. So there have been times when I had to really stop doing the research because it made me quite sad.
I mean, I can, yeah, it's probably very tough. But I was also thinking that, yes, of course you did the research. There's so much in this film that's also about language. Like, there's phrases that I'd never heard before. Not only system crasher, but also I think there's another one, rescue, fantasy. Yeah. And it really gets in deep. So I feel like this film is a little bit about language too, and in the way that some people just aren't really able to communicate with one another, even in the widest sense, maybe not even just related to child welfare. It's also about that, isn't it? Communication is a difficult thing to achieve.
Yeah, it's about communication, also about this German obsession of bureaucracy. You know, I mean, I come from a country where you have rules and ministries for almost everything, and you, and sometimes it's not so easy to just deal with human beings in a bureaucratic way, and it's not meant in a bad way. It's usually always with a good intention, but sometimes this bureaucratic jungle just doesn't work. And for the system crasher children, which is also a term from the German bureaucracy, for them it doesn't work.
I kind of want to get the idea, though, to people listening, that it's not like a super like serious or not serious, but what I'm trying to say is it's also fun to watch. Like it's a riot sometimes. It's really a lot of fun. I'm very excited about this film because I see it as both something that has a message, like that people can really look at and start talking about, like we said, child welfare, but all of these other things. But it's also like a great piece of cinema. So I'm wondering, like, because there's so much that it, you know, is implied but not said. Is it hard to kind of restrain yourself when there's so much more that you would like to put in that film? Like, almost speak to the viewer as if they were in front of you and say, look, this is what is happening, and read them an entire text of something. But with cinema, you kind of communicate a little differently, so you have to hold back a little bit, right?
Yes, yes. I think the atmosphere, this lively atmosphere of the film, is because these children have such a great amount of energy. And even also when you spend time in a child psychiatry, from an adult perspective, it might be sad, but the children also, they love, they fight, they play, they're children. And that's the beauty of them. And so since the film is really telling Benny's story, also the film had to be full of life and kind of unexpectable. That it would always turn and turn and turn until the point where you, as a viewer, think, okay, no, I have no clue how they're end this. So,
I know, yeah. Well, as a last question, I'd like to talk a little bit about Benny, the young actress who plays Benny. What is her name?
Helena.
Helena?
Helena Zengel.
And how did you meet her?
So just through a casting process.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
We were also really surprised by the fact that it was so, in a way, so easy to find her. She was girl number 7. And I thought, I was writing the script for 4 years, always worrying, will I ever find an actress who can play that role? Will she ever be allowed to play that role by her parents? And then she was just girl number 7, and I continued to cast many more girls because I thought, it can't be just girl number 7 from the list. But I always came back to her, thinking about this amazing ability that she has to be aggressive and vulnerable at the same time.
What was the casting process? What did you do? Did she read lines or were you just talking?
The first casting was just, she had to play two scenes. One with lines she had to learn before, a really quiet scene. And the second scene was she had to get a grown-up man out of the room. And she had all the possibilities of using body language, spoken language, physical actions to get him out of the room.
She's a force of nature.
Yes, she is.
It's fantastic. But, we've gone a little bit over the time, but there's so much that I'd really like to ask you, but are you a fan of François Truffaut?
Yes.
There's a lot. I see a lot of Truffaut in it, and I haven't really. I mean, Truffaut for me is a big, big, big hero, and I feel like I see a lot of Truffaut in this film. Not too much, overbearingly. Maybe the spirit of Truffaut in this film, you know.
Thank you.
Do you feel the influence of other filmmakers in your work?
For sure, there is, but I can't say, oh, it's that film or this filmmaker. Through the years of writing, I for sure watched maybe 50 films about children or childcare system, and some have influenced this in a different way, but there's not this one mood film I could title. There for sure is one film which is called Made in Britain, and you have a very young Tim Roth, I think he's 17 or 18, playing a neo-Nazi, having tattooed a swastika on his forehead. And this film is so radical in the form of his main protagonist. It's such a radical film. Maybe sometimes when I thought, are we going to be too weak now with it, I thought of that film always.
Really?
Yeah, in the form of the radicality of the main of the lead.
Right, of the lead. What do you think? I mean, another thing that fascinates me about this film is that it's a 9-year-old girl who's the protagonist. Right. Usually it's not. Films like these don't have a 9-year-old girl as a protagonist. I mean, I can't really think of any title. Do you think that is also makes a bit of a difference? I mean, it feels fresh to me.
For sure. I mean, I was looking for films with aggressive young girls. I haven't found any.
Yeah.
You have many films about aggressive teenage girls, though. But not so much for young children, actually.
Yeah. But, I mean, even children in general, I think, you know. I struggle to really... There is a few, I mean, that I can even think of, but not too many, really, when I think about it long and hard enough, you know. I don't know why that is. Do you understand that?
Oh, I haven't thought about it. Why that might be, no.
Mm. Anyways, well... It was really a pleasure talking with you, Nora. It was fascinating. You know, it's a great film, and hopefully I haven't, you know, asked you questions that were too boring, especially because your film certainly didn't bore me. I thought it was fascinating.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.